Welcome to your personalized deep dive. We're looking at a YouTube transcript today, not Curse of Strahd Session 9 from GM Wintermute.
Right.
And our job really is to boil this down for you, pull out the key moments, the big discoveries, the decisions that, you know, really push the story forward, so you get the gist without watching the whole thing.
Exactly, the highlights package. And Session 9, well, it really throws them into the deep end, doesn't it? They're just coming off defeating Baba Yaga,
which is huge.
Yeah, no small feat. And now they're, well, they're traveling in her giant flying skull.
Talk about arriving in style. Or maybe intimidation.
A bit of both, probably. It certainly makes getting around Barovia easier. And they grab that that big glowing gem from her hut, too.
Ah, yes, the gem. Which turned out to be the power source, right? The thing that made the hut walk.
That's the one. Apparently stolen from some local winery, which is a whole other question.
All right, what's a winery doing with that kind of magic?
Yeah.
But okay, back to the main quest. They get reminded about the tarot reading.
Yep. The roadmap to beating Strahd. They've got the sun sword. Check.
Thankfully.
But they still need the holy symbol of Ravenloft, wherever those clerics are, and the Tome of Strahd.
And the two location-based ones from the reading are front and center this session. Or at least they start that way.
Right. The Tempter. Hidden somewhere secret. A vault of temptation behind a beautiful woman atop Strahd's tower. That just screams trap, doesn't it?
Oh, completely. Classic Strahd. High risk, high reward. Probably involves some kind of terrible choice. And the other?
The Berserker. Its treasure is in the Mad Dog's crypt beneath blackened bones. And that clue, ancient knowledge will aid in understanding their enemy.
That's intriguing. So
yeah.
It's not just an item, it's information. Maybe about Strahd himself. Or this Mad Dog.
Could be. Who was the Mad Dog? Lots of potential there. But, well, their plans to maybe track those down, they get derailed fast.
Yeah, they're flying along in their Skullmobile heading towards Vallaki or Milwaukee Casino as someone slipped up.
Huh, yeah. They see smoke. A lot of smoke.
Vallaki's burning.
It's bad. They arrive. The town's wrecked. Fires everywhere. Lots of casualties.
Yeah.
And the main gates are just gone. Obliterated.
Wow. So they go in, obviously. Who do they find?
They find Ismert Kulyanovich, the burgomaster's son, and he tells them what happened.
Strahd. It had to be Strahd.
Yep. Apparently killing Baba Yaga. That really set him off. Seems she was his old nanny or something. It's weird.
A nanny. Seriously. Okay. Barovia. Never change. So Strahd lost it and attacked the town.
In a fury. And the main reason. He grabbed Irina, took her back to Castle Ravenloft. He's still convinced she's Tatyana reborn.
Oh, man. Okay. That completely changes the game. Their immediate problem just became rescuing Irina.
Exactly. Forget the Tempter. Forget the Berserker for now. Although...
Well, they probably are in Castle Ravenloft anyway, right?
Coppice
Tower, Crypt. It all points there eventually.
Pretty much. So discussion is short. The objective is clear. Get to Ravenloft. Confront Strahd. Save Irina.
No more messing around. Mm. Gather Ismark, jump in the skull, and fly straight there.
The sheer nerve of that approach. Yeah. Just flying a giant skull up to his front door.
And the castle. It reacts.
Yeah, the main gates just swing open. Like, come on in, the party's waiting. Super creepy.
Nice checking, man.
But the actual front doors are shut tight. So, okay, time to explore.
They head into the great entry hall. First thing they notice, open windows.
Vampire entrances, maybe? Good spot.
They skip the stairs. Going up for now, head south into the dining room, which is empty this time, right? No creepy dinner setup.
No food, no Strahd waiting, just... emptiness, which is almost worse, but they do find another staircase going down.
Always down in these places.
Into the lower levels, map 11, apparently. Map. And the vibe changes immediately. Cold, damp.
Smells like decay.
Yeah. And there are these alcoves with like old rotting cots and skeletons. Castle guards, maybe?
Oh, boy. And let me guess, they don't stay skeletons for long.
You got it. They animate, start attacking. Short swords, short bows. Welcome to Ravenloft's basement.
Combat time. How does that go? I remember the rogue being pretty effective.
Oh, yeah. Sneak attack right away. Takes one down almost instantly. Very nice.
A clean.
The others jump in swords, firebolts. Someone's using a polearm. There's even a great wolfmaster technique mentioned.
Fancy.
It's a quick, nasty little fight, but they handle it. The skeletons go down.
Okay, so first hurdle cleared. What's next? Deeper down.
They continue down the hallway, find a door at the end. Initially called locked, but seems it was just closed. Bit of paranoia setting in, maybe.
To blame them.
Not at all. They check it out. No traps, no sounds. So they open it.
And behind door number one.
Welcome to... Bone Room. Or Boom Room. The transcript calls it both.
Bone Room sounds about right for this place.
It's something else. Cathedral-like space, but everything, tables, chairs, decorations made of human bones.
Seriously, like bone chairs.
Bone everything. Dark floors, high vaulted ceiling, painted the sickly yellow, also decorated with bones and skulls, four huge mounds of bones in the corners, garlands of skulls leading up to a bone chandelier over a long bone table.
Okay, Strahd needs a new interior decorator. That's horrific. Anything else?
An ornate bone bowl on a table. Double doors east, single door north, and above the east doors, a dragon
A
skull.
dragon skull. Just casually mount it. Right, so north door first, avoiding the dragon.
Smart move. They go north. It opens into a totally trashed room. Furniture smashed, bones scattered, armor stuck on the walls. Looks like a big fight happened here.
More signs of violence.
Doors. Another door opposite, north again, and a dark archway heading east.
One player follows a chain they found.
Yeah, leads down a bark passage to another archway. Someone else spots stairs going up, but decides, nope, not yet, sticking to the plan.
Good focus.
Yeah.
So the next north door.
This one's completely different. Immaculate room. Big table, writing stuff laid out, weapons with crests on the wall panels, very orderly.
Uh-oh. Ordering chaos usually means trouble.
And there he is, Rodden, Strahd's Chamberlain, welcomes him politely.
I think it's polite but deadly.
I have orders to kill you.
Yep.
Straight to the point.
Combat again. Scimitar.
Scimitar swinging, but the rogue is ready, sneaks in, bam, big sneak attack damage, then dashes out.
Classic rogue.
Others pile on, spells, weapons. Rohatyn's tough, though. He takes the hits.
Well, until.
Until the paladin steps up, thunderous smite.
Rome.
Yeah, sends Rodden flying back, knocks him prone, follows up with another hit.
And while he's down.
Rogue goes in for the kill, advantage on the attack, critical hit.
Ouch. That's got to do it. Rohatyn down.
Looks like it seems dead anyway. Brutal finish.
Okay, breather. What now? Loot the corpse. Check for secrets.
A bit of prep first. The paladin uses an oil of sharpening, casts warding bond on someone, smart moves. Then, yeah, check for secret doors.
Ravenloft's got to have secret doors.
It does. Behind where Ismark was standing, west wall, secret door found.
Please, leading where? Please don't say down again.
It leads down again, stairs, of course.
Of course. Any surprises this time?
Oh, yeah. As one of them starts going down, bam, illusion of Strahd appears in the stairwell. Sticky mist, menacing threats. The usual Strahd mind games.
Creepy. Just messing with them. Does it attack?
Nope, just delivers his lines, then poof, vanishes. Classic Strahd. Player keeps going down.
And these stairs lead to another map.
Another map. The catacombs. Finally, they emerge in the top left corner, and guess what they see?
More stairs going down.
More stairs going down to a closed door. It never ends.
This castle is just layers upon layers of down.
Ah.
So cautiously down the next set.
Very cautiously. Checking for traps. The stone here is worn smooth, but covered in thick dust, cobwebs. Looks like no one's been this way in ages.
Ominous. The door at the bottom. Trapped.
Locked.
Checked carefully. No traps found. Unlocked. Opens into a pretty significant room.
Okay, describe it.
Big, square, maybe 30 feet across, high ceiling. Centerpiece is a stone brazier,
Oh.
but the flame is weird. Tall, white, and heatless.
Heatless flame. Okay, magic. What else?
Seven little cup-like dips around the brazier, each holding a different colored crystal stone, and hanging over it all, a huge hourglass suspended by chains, all the sands at the top not moving.
Whoa, like time is frozen here. And crystals, those,
Yeah.
the keys, feels like it. And there's an inscription on the hourglass base, a riddle.
A riddle.
What does it say?
Cast a stone into the fire violet leads to the mountain spire orange, to the castle's peak red if lore is what you seek. Green tomorrow, the coffin's hide indigo, to the master's bride blue, to the ancient magic's bloom yellow, to the master's tomb.
Okay, lots unpacked there. Teleportation, maybe?
Yeah.
Or unlocking paths?
Seems likely. The party's obviously thinking, red, if lore's what you seek, sounds relevant to the tome, or maybe the berserker's crypt knowledge. Green tomorrow, the coffin's high. Coffins, crypts, maybe linked to the mad dog.
Makes sense, but they don't touch it yet.
Wisely, no. Let's not randomly throw crystals into magic fire just yet. Good call.
Agreed. Anything else in the room besides impending cryptic choices?
Two massive iron statues. 9 feet tall, knights on horseback, like poised to charge. Very intimidating.
Statues that might animate? Standard dungeon decor.
Probably. Someone checks one out and notes it's carved from a single piece, rider and horse fuse. Impressive, but yeah, probably dangerous.
They find more stairs too,
Yeah.
leading up this time.
They do, but again, decide to stick to the downward path for now. Keep heading towards the catacombs proper.
So onwards and downwards from the hourglass room.
Into a tunnel. This feels different, cut right from the rock. Slick walls, low ceiling, barely 6 feet high. Claustrophobic.
Trap sense tingling?
Should be, because one player walks ahead and whoosh, hidden trap door flips open.
No, where do they fall?
Down a chute, polished black marble, lands splash into a flooded cell, bars on the exit, instant prison.
Oh, that's nasty. Can they get out?
Luckily, yeah. The player who fell has slippers of spider climbing, manages to crawl back up the slippery chute. Close call.
Phew. Okay, warning given. How do the others get past?
Carefully. They know where it is now. One uses a rope to swing across or secure themselves. Smart adaptation.
Good teamwork. Yeah. They make it to the end of the tunnel.
They do. Another door. Rogue does the honors, checks for traps. Clear this time.
And behind this door, please be the catacombs.
It is. They open it and the space just explodes outwards. Oh. Huge room, arched ceilings held up by columns, thick fog on the floor, smells awful.
Putrid waste, lovely.
And the ceiling, black. Covered in bats, thousands of them. They've found the catacombs, the crypts.
Finally. And that's where the session ends. On that lovely image.
That's the cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Standing at the entrance to the heart of Ravenloft's darkness.
Wow. Okay, so summing up session 9. This was a big turning point, wasn't it?
Absolutely. The whole dynamic shifted. Baba Yaga's death, Strahd's reaction, the attack on Valaki, Irina's capture. It just forced their hand completely.
No more cautious info gathering. It became a rescue mission, straight into the lion's den.
And Ravenloft itself is just relentless. The bone room, Rahed Nin, the illusions, the traps. It's testing them constantly.
We really saw the party's strengths, though. The rogue's damage output was insane.
Yeah, surprisingly effective. And the paladin's smite against Rahed and the use of magic items like the slippers and the oil, they're using their resources well.
But those encounters with Rahed Nin and the Strahd illusion, they're just appetizers, aren't they? Reminders of what's waiting deeper in.
Exactly. And now they're in the catacombs with that hourglass riddle hanging over them. Which color is the right one? Red for lore, green for coffins, yellow for the master's tomb.
So many possibilities. And what else is lurking down there among the crypts and the bats?
That's the big question for next time. This deep dive really shows how the stakes have been raised dramatically. It leaves you wondering, what's their next move going to be in those terrifying depths?
Definitely something to think about. A lot hinges on what they do next in those catacombs.